And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
6:09 for Friday. Everybody's here for the 4th of November. What's up?
Hey. I feel like things are going weird. The Cubs won the World Series and Shaley came in really early. My world is
still being
nervous.
Is this Face Your Fears Friday? It better
not
be.
I think I just make you too nervous, no matter what I do.
Because none of us trust each other.
I know, right? Like, why is she here?
And why, when I walked in, were they both smiling and looking at me funny?
Well, literally, I opened the door and you shut up. I'm like, what is that all about?
Which is rare enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Talk about giving a guy a complex. I mean, gosh, that'll do it right there.
No fears to face today.
Okay.
That you know of.
That I know of. That's true. I don't know what you
it's
got
It's not
going on.
Halloween anymore. What happened to the love of Christmas?
We've moved on to Thanksgiving.
You haven't flipped yet.
Why can't it be Face Your Hugs Friday or something?
By the way, we had two more messages just this morning saying, when are you going to play Christmas music? Can you start this weekend? Because I'm going shopping.
Oh, gosh.
I love that it's gotten that personal. I need you to be my Christmas shopping soundtrack. Can you flip, please?
Don't worry. We will be. We will be at some point.
We are.
Maybe
like
not
today?
Right now.
Could be. No?
Well, I don't. Why can't you shop to Maroon 5?
You can.
You
but
can
it's
do
not
that
as
in
hard.
June.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
You definitely can't wrap presents to Maroon 5. That
Who
has
is
to
wrapping
be.
Presents
can you wrap
on November
Christmas
4th?
Carol?
I do some. I have to, you have to hide them from
really?
The kids.
Well, yeah, but just stuff them up somewhere. Then you wrap it the night before in a crazy, frenzied twist of, Jesus, they're asleep. I got to do this. Come on. And they all look like crap. Oh, wait, that's just my house?
That sounds
just
very
me?
Stressful.
Okay. Well.
Have you not used the gift of gift bags?
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, yeah, gift bags were God's gift to man.
Yeah.
And literally man, like men. Because, oh, good, you're telling me I can just stuff it in a bag? Sweet.
Tissue paper on top makes it look real pretty.
That's it, yep.
Done.
Can you get away with Walmart bags on that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm asking for a friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, busy show for Friday today. I know why Shaylee's here early. Now I just click. When I'm going through the rundown in my head of the show, I'm like, oh, wait, who's coming in today? Oh, yeah.
Super hot comedian at Stanford's.
Okay.
Now it makes
sense.
Like
she's getting a front row seat early.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm
there's
here.
Anybody else lining up here to be here. So.
Jen is.
2 hours away from him, but don't worry, he'll
it's
get
fine.
Here. U.S. government is concerned about cyber attacks possibly disrupting the upcoming presidential election. U.S. officials tell NBC News that hackers from Russia or other countries might try to target U.S. election systems. A number of departments, including the White House, CIA, and NSA, are working together to counter possible cyber attacks. Shaylee, have you voted yet? Early voting? Oh, you can't.
No, I can't.
No, she's Missouri.
Oh, that's right.
Wah, wah.
Truda and I
Thanks.
Are done.
Yeah, we're done. Election's over.
Cubs fans going to be gathering in Chicago today for a parade to celebrate the Northsiders' historic World Series win. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the parade will be special. Festivities begin at 10 a.m. Central Time when the team leaves Wrigley Field, and it's going to end with a noon rally in Grant Park.
See, I was thinking it was Monday.
Yeah, they originally said it's either going to be Friday or Monday, and I think they wanted to wait until Monday, but some of the players said, look, I want to kind of move on and be with my family, so let's do this Friday. And
yeah, do you remember even after we won it, and they had the pep rally at Kauffman after, well, I think this was the first year when we lost to the Giants, they had the pep rally.
Yep.
Three-fourths of the guys were gone.
Right.
Because that's their vacation
Exactly.
Time.
I mean, that's a long season.
Well, and a lot of the guys... They had vacation planned for October because, I mean, you know, they thought, oh, crap,
no,
we're
gonna
the Royals, we're
long.
Not going to be in the World Series, you know? I'm supposed to be on a boat in the middle of the ocean right now.
I can't even imagine because they didn't have school. They were already scheduled in Chicago to be off school today, so I think that probably also helped that they didn't have to mess with that. Can you imagine how many people are going to be lined up between Wrigley and Grant Park?
They've already started.
And that's a long route.
Yeah, right?
It's got to be, I don't know, maybe 7-8 miles or something? I'd have to look it up.
Well,
but, I
so
mean, that's
cool.
A long route.
At least theirs is on a Friday. Ours was on, what, a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Middle of the week. We were dead the rest of the week.
Right.
Just me? Okay.
It was so cool that Addie's school let out last year.
Yeah.
Because they realized, look, no one's going.
Yep, started Shawnee Mission.
So just leave.
It does look like Wednesday night's historic Game 7 was the most watched World Series game in a quarter century. Early numbers show that nearly 40 million people tuned in to watch the Cubs beat the Indians and win their first title in 108 years. If the ratings hold, it'll be the most watched broadcast since Super Bowl 50 and the most watched World Series game since the Minnesota Twins win over the Atlanta Braves in 1991.
Looking at the numbers yesterday when they released them by markets, and guess what market outside of Chicago and Cleveland was number one in the nation for the World Series?
Was it our beautiful Kansas City?
Kansas City!
Nice.
Yes. We had a 54 share.
Wow!
Of the World Series. So literally, the Q104 staff watched the CMAs.
Yes, that's it.
That was it.
Everybody else was watching baseball.
We were the number one non-playing market watching the World Series.
That's great.
At a 36 rating, a 54 share, 54% of all TVs turned on.
And how much of it came from Jen's house?
She had like three TVs on. And as part of its Christmas book of fantasy gifts, Neiman Marcus is offering a holiday turkey dinner for $495 plus shipping, complete with a 12-pound roast turkey, gravy, stuffing, soup, salad, bread pudding, bread and butter. A lot of people are skeptical of the hefty price tag, especially considering that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people cost just over $50 last year. And they're getting a lot of criticism for having frozen collard greens with bacon for $66. It's like if you went to the grocery store, it would be $4. They're selling it for $66.
I hope that dinner makes itself.
Yeah. Plus
15. This is from Neiman Marcus?
Yeah.
Why are you
getting catering from Neiman Marcus?
That's my
question. I don't know.
If you're doing that, you deserve to pay $400 for dinner.
That's what I'm saying.
So my aunt used to be a buyer for Neiman Marcus.
Oh, okay.
She worked out of Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they would have to come up with these big things to do every year, like better themselves, right?
Yep.
So when you first said Neiman Marcus, I thought you were going to say for 495 people.
Oh,
because
no.
I thought, like, okay, now we're just going to feed a whole neighborhood.
Well, that would be impressive. It seems like
it
would be.
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be very altruistic.
For $495.
Jeez.
People are accusing Neiman Marcus of being oblivious to the cultural nuances behind greens with the collard green fiasco.
Oh, well. Fuzzy Zeller now?
Yeah.
It's a gold-plated turkey, too.
We'll have to get into what my husband's making for Thanksgiving because it's weird. We'll discuss that later.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's not even Christmas. Already the season's hottest holiday toy is selling out. The interactive toy called Hatchimals hatches from a plastic egg, and children nurture the egg through the hatching process. And then they can teach the toy to walk and talk. Hatchimals sold out online at Walmart, Amazon, Toys R Us, and most Target stores. The toy's manufacturer is promising stepped-up production for early 2017.
I don't get it.
I do have a Hatchimals guy.
Oh, for early 2017?
Yes.
So, SOL for Christmas.
I got a guy. I got two of them. I'm just saying.
Nice.
It may be not the real Hatchimal. It might be me. I don't know.
The Patchimal.
Exactly.
Get excited.
But, Mommy, this isn't what the commercial looks like.
It's the hatching it's stuff. What is that?
Just nurture it, kid.
Mommy, it's never actually hatched. You know why back in my day we just called that an egg? Why don't you just get him an egg?
Honey, I don't know what's wrong with it. You must not be loving it enough. It's not hatching. And Mariah Carey is the first performer announced to perform on VH1 Divas Holiday Unsilent Night concert special.
I feel like that's something we need to watch.
The All I Want for Christmas singer is going to mark her third appearance on the TV special set to air December 5th. The pop star said yesterday she's thrilled to perform and called the holiday season her favorite and most festive time of the year.
You're so excited.
We could flip now. This could be the start of it.
No,
I don't have my Christmas shirt.
Oh, that's true. You have to give us enough warning that we have our Christmas shirts on.
Look, I'm not going to have any warning. It's just going to be on the spur of the moment.
So we should probably just start wearing them every day from here on out.
Sounds about right.
Guess so.
The ice terrace is open now at Crown Center.
Yeah, and it's melting as we speak. I mean, it's not.
They're actually barbecuing hot dogs on there. They're grilling at the ice terrace.
I think, like, they literally just put coats on those people for the live shot, and as soon as TV's done, they're like, oh, God, I can't take this coat off.
I'm sweating.
Burning up.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God. Will you please go out there in your giraffe onesie? And skate. That would be so epic.
It is so comfortable. It really is.
Well, I don't start wearing your shirts in a couple of weeks, then we'll be closer to actually Christmas stuff.
Just got another message on the Facebook page saying, when are you going to start?
I'm ready
for Christmas.
I'll play you some music like this in the show that will take care of your cravings, right?
Your Christmas music tease is what you are.
Yes, I am. And look, it's done.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's had stuff stolen from the office, and now it's time for a major investigation, folks.
This is a big deal.
You know I love coffee, and we have a Keurig here in the studio for this purpose, so we can just make a cup of coffee whenever we want. I bring in my little K-cups.
It's the greatest addition to the studio, besides you.
Thanks. I'm right here.
Oh, well, sorry.
And you.
And you too.
You too.
Yeah, whatever.
But K-cups aren't cheap.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So I buy them on sale at Hy-Vee. I had just gotten a couple of new boxes. They were $3.99. You're welcome. So I had a brand new box.
Mine are like $7.99. Coffee's cheap compared to tea.
I buy the cheap ones. I'm not.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, but the teas aren't cheap either.
So I have this brand new unopened box, and I've noticed that like one or two will be gone here and there. That's fine. I don't mind sharing. I'm all good with that. Completely unopened box this morning. Looks like someone attacked it with their teeth. Look at how someone ripped into this box.
Whoa.
Completely destroyed
the
box. Is
there a dog in here?
And like half of them are missing.
Oh, that's great.
When I left yesterday, this was unopened. And Sheely had brought in some caramel K-cups like a week or two ago. That box is completely gone.
Really?
The box itself
just
is also
missing.
Gone.
Literally, like it's just
completely
walked out
gone.
Of here gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I know that Jackie Lucky, sometimes she'll have one, but she'll tell me, hey, borrowed a K-cup, just so you know, whatever. Cool. Got it. Jackie is fine. Natalie does not drink coffee in the afternoons.
Right.
You do not.
She is right to the whiskey.
So someone's coming in here at night and stealing my K-cups.
Is that right?
And this makes me angry because I'm cheap and broke and I need coffee.
You know what else, though, is whoever did it also took my pizza that was in the fridge.
Yesterday?
Yes.
They stole your pizza?
Yeah, they obviously had a good dinner of coffee and pizza.
What?
We got pizza in yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to eat half of it now because I wasn't starving.
Mm-hmm.
Ate some of it, put it in the fridge, which was really, really good. Go to leave.
Can we focus on the fact that you ate half a pizza in one sitting?
Right?
It was like two pieces. It was a little individual ones.
Okay.
Don't you judge me, Jennifer.
I'm not judging.
That sounds like judgment.
Okay, so you put half of back
what
in the fridge.
What sort of American housewives thing is that? I'm only going to eat half this pizza. Hey, 5767102, if you have anything stolen from you at work, and then I want to hear from people, though, that did a sting operation. If you caught the person who stole your stuff, like what happened? I want people who took the extra step to actually go. So what are you going to do now? I mean, the cameras out here do work. We can see who came into our room.
Okay.
We could do that.
Where's the closest camera right outside?
It's it looks down this hallway here. It's on to your right.
Can we pull that
and it
video?
Looks down the hallway. Oh, sure.
To see who was in here overnight?
Because sure.
We don't have one.
I don't
one.
Have it, but I'm sure somebody does.
Let's find that or put one up. Can we set up a little, do we have a GoPro or something we can put in the studio?
I'm sure we can.
Because I don't care. Honestly, if it's
where do
staff,
you keep it? Like, where do you keep it in here?
This was sitting next to the Keurig out, but it was unopened. That's why I felt safe leaving it out, because I'm like, oh, it's not even open yet. Surely they're not just going to open
it. Rip into the box.
Ripped it open, with their teeth, mauled it, and then drank half of it.
And it's breakfast blend. It's not even the good stuff.
I know.
All right, we got a couple of people here. Looks like they're calling in. Hey, the show, good morning. Did you have something stolen at work?
Yes.
All right, will you turn your radio down for me, too, please?
I'm sorry, do what?
Oh, just turn your radio down. That's all. We were just asking.
Okay.
Get the big old delay for Jen's mouth.
What got stolen from you?
I had a peach tea monster in a locked cafe at work. Someone jumped the gate and stole it with my name on it.
Aw, man.
Yeah, it's the worst when your name is on it, too.
Yeah,
right?
I had headphones walk away that had my name plastered all over the side of it. Really?
I mean, like, I don't have a very common name.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, kind of obvious that it's not yours.
Do you think you know who took it?
No, we have Night Crew that doesn't seem to care, and they steal other monsters that we sell, so. Yeah.
Sounds like this is a bigger problem.
And what is that exactly? Yeah.
That they An took? Energy drink?
Oh, a Monster Energy.
Monster Energy drink,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, well, good luck. Hope you find your drink there. Hey, good morning, the show. You had something stolen from you at work?
Yes.
What happened?
I just graduated and got my first big girl job, started working, and my third day at work, someone stole my lunch out of the fridge, and I did not have lunch that day.
Boo.
And did it have your name on it? Was it in, you know?
Yeah, it had my name on it. It was like, it was in a container or whatever. And I went to get it and I like looked through the fridge and it was gone. And there's not really anywhere around my work to go get lunch. So I got to go hungry that day.
Oh, did you ever find out who it was?
No, there's so many different people that come through the cafeteria area. Like, there was no way. So that night, I went and bought a lunchbox, a thermos, and anything I might need. And I've taken my lunch every day since, and I store it in my desk.
She's got a little padlock around it.
Please tell me you bought, like, a Transformers lunchbox.
No, I had to buy a Big Girl lunchbox.
Oh, man. Then you could be like, I know that's mine. It's Transformers.
Yeah. Well, you know what the rumor was around here?
Thank you for the call.
There was some bottled water in the kitchen here. This was a couple months ago. And somebody was really upset because they were like, hey, that's my bottled water. It's special.
Yeah.
And so they waited around. Well, then how did we figure out that we thought it was Craig Glazier? Did he get sick?
Because he went back to production and he had a weird cup.
Oh, that's right. Because the label was ripped off.
Right. Like a weird cloudy bottle of water.
And the production guy said, well, Craig Glazier was in here with no label on his water. I noticed that. We figured out it was him. And what was in the water bottle?
It was fish water.
Yeah.
They were changing the fish tank. It was all chemically and cloudy. And
so HR sent out an email to everybody warning them, like, hey, if it's you that drank this water,
joke's on you.
Joke's on you. This was fish water.
The
it was
best
treated.
Part about Glazier is that it just cleaned him out.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, if it was about a year ago that we were taking part in the victory parade ourselves for the World Series, I think it was actually a year ago yesterday.
They're doing it
today. I saw everyone's pictures on my time hop yesterday.
Right.
Starting
at amazing.
Wrigley Field today, and then they're going to wind down to Grant Park.
We didn't know you then, Jen. Were you down there? Did you try to go
last
at all?
Last year? Do you know what I did? Because the kids were off school because they let everybody out of school. And I thought, there is no way I'm taking, at the time they were 7 and 5. And I said, I'm not taking a 7 and 5-year-old into that. Like, I will lose them. There's no doubt in my mind I will lose my kids.
Right.
So we went out to Shawnee Mission Park and it was dead. There was not a single person there. And it was a gorgeous day and we had the best afternoon. We just...
And they're
went
like,
all over Shawnee Mission Park.
Mom, where's the parade supposed to be? I don't see anybody.
See that boat, honey? That's your parade.
It's a parade of ducks, kid.
Watch it go down the water. That was it. Because
I was insanity.
I was scared to lose a kid, honestly. Yeah.
Were you down there, Trina?
I was scared to lose myself. It took me, so we, our building's in Westport. Mm-hmm. We're at like Westport Road in Pennsylvania. So we're, you know, just north of the plaza. I parked at basically the IRS building on Broadway.
Okay.
So it took place at Union Station. It can't be a couple miles from here, from this building. It took me 2.5 hours to drive from there to here when it was. And I left before the pep rally actually began.
Yeah.
Because we did our broadcast before the rally. And then I knew it was going to be a disaster, so I said, look, peace out. I'm done.
And once I saw people just parking on I-35 and walking, I thought, I am glad I didn't try to go down there.
I've got pictures. We parked in the median of the on-ramp
you
to I-35. I was one of them,
yes.
Crazy. And then I was blocked in. We couldn't get out.
Of course not.
And so I'm sitting there, and it starts to become this mob mentality. We start making buddies with people.
Sure.
And we start walking around, and we're like, I think we could lift that Honda Accord. We'll give it a shot. And then we seriously started to try to pick up cars because they had blocked us in in that little triangle part of the median. So we were trying to find a way to get. We were all ready to leave. And we probably stayed there another hour because nobody had gone.
I love looking at the pictures from that day, though.
It was amazing.
I somehow managed to get on top of Union Station.
And you have a picture of you, and you can see the crowd behind her. That is a great shot.
It's a really cool moment.
Yeah, I didn't get asked to do that. That's nice.
You a text. It was a lot of really
thanks.
It was bad signal.
I couldn't
that
get
day.
Any text. I couldn't get any cell phone.
You
I couldn't get nothing.
Really, no contact.
It was terrible.
Could barely do our broadcast. All right, so interesting audio has come out today. First off, there's the story of the yearbook. The guy in the yearbook in 1993 who predicted a Cubs win in 2016.
That was the year I graduated high school.
Who was?
He said, I'm calling it now. Cubs win 2016. There was another guy who tweeted 2 years ago in 2014. He tweeted, predicting this now, Royals win in 2015, Cubs win 2016. And so then now that's been retweeted like a gazillion times.
Parks and Rec in 2015, that show Parks and Rec with Amy Poehler. They did an episode in 2015 that was set in the year 2017.
Okay.
So next summer, and this is what they said.
Yeah, I think you're really going to like it here. And obviously everyone's in a really great mood now because of the Cubs winning the series.
Yeah, it seems really nice. I mean, I am going to miss Pawnee, though.
Wow.
That's How about crazy. That? Isn't that weird?
Well, Harry Carey said, as sure as God made green apples, the Cubs are going to win a World Series someday.
That's right. Okay, we'll get to that. But first, how about this story? There is a guy who saved a beer for 32 years. He got a beer 32 years ago and said that he would drink it the day that the Cubs won the World Series. So his granddaughter took a video of him opening his 32-year-old beer.
Oh, nice.
And drinking from it the other night.
Here we are. 32 years after 1984, my dad's 32-year-old Coors beer that he has saved in his house for when the Cubs would win the World Series. After a hard, long fought battle tonight, the Cubs won!
Yeah!
And Dad,
crack it open
that beer.
I will.
Let's
don't
pour it in. Let's see what it looks like. Oh my dear God, awful. It looks like a beer.
Does it smell bad?
With no fizz.
It
With
smells
no
like fizz. Hell.
I bet it does.
And there it is.
And there it is. Woo! Dad, I think you should drink it and die a happy man.
I cried seeing the guy who had driven I don't know how many miles and took a little radio and sat next to his dad's grave so he could listen to the game with his
don't get
dad.
Me started.
It's getting dusty in here.
It is getting dusty. He did. He told him we would listen to the series.
Stop. Okay.
Do that.
Who does this?
Don't like that fuse.
Hey,
right?
It's 7:30.
No, because this will make you cry too.
No.
I love when people take the time to put stuff together. And somebody had to go through probably endless hours of Harry Carey to find all the relevant clips to make this commercial.
To make it sound as if Harry Carey were calling Game 7 of the World Series.
Which every Cub fan would die for.
Yes.
This is just amazing.
Let's go, Cubs! Let's go!
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey of Cleveland. It's such a pleasure to see you, especially on a noteworthy night indeed.
Is it a beer commercial?
The Cubs 3 outs away from winning. Boy, if you've got a weak heart, turn the set off.
Come on, boy.
The rest of you stay with us. The crowd quiet. Now ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball. There's a throw. He is out. Cubs win. Yeah! Cubs win. Panic run. Cubs are the champion. The Cubs are the champion. Look at that mob scene.
No reason that should make me cry as an adult. Why am
Do you need a Kleenex?
Look at my goosebumps.
No, there is every reason in the world it should make you cry as an adult.
Come on, people die. That's just a reality. Why does that make me cry?
Weren't you asleep when they actually won?
Yeah, exactly. Which is probably why I'm crying.
Sports is the last great human drama on television. Well, next to This Is Us.
That's true.
That's pretty
it's
good
a
too,
really
I guess.
Good show.
That's a really good show.
Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win.
Hey, side note: Kansas City, the biggest market of television outside of Chicago or Cleveland.
Huge.
We were the largest market to watch the World Series.
We need a cool song. We need a cool song like this.
I know, right? Well, Kansas City, I guess.
You're going to write the next great song for us?
Oh, please, no.
Royals. Royals. That done.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Survey time. I love my surveys. Love my lists.
I'm nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. I purposely hid this from you so you wouldn't check it out.
It means I'd have to get up. What is on this list? What is this a list of?
Okay. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is the 4th of November. Let's go to our phone contestant here. This is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
Overland Park.
All right. So Jennifer, what was the year of your birth?
1971.
Did you by any chance like Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah, I did.
This is a list of the greatest cartoon theme songs of all time.
Oh, theme songs. That's tough. Okay.
You think so?
It might be, yeah.
There's some really iconic theme songs, I think, from cartoons.
All right. I'm going to the first ones in
I will give you a chance to write it down for a second, okay? You guys can take some notes for a sec. We'll go around the room. The greatest cartoon theme songs of all time. Now, I will say that some of these were like Saturday mornings for us, but some actually appeared in prime time as well.
Okay. I've got the first.
There are some kind of modern ones. Some that may have appeared in prime time. Others were Saturday morning.
Who came up with this list?
This is from Ranker.com.
Okay.
It is actually an internet compiled list.
Alrighty then.
Of cartoon fans, okay?
My list is very short.
So.
And it probably involves Rugrats. Just guessing. No, actually.
All right, Jennifer, as the guest, we're going to let you go first on the phone there.
Oh, so I'm going to name old.
Yes.
Okay.
Name us a cartoon theme song, and we're going to place whoever places the highest is going to be the winner here.
So what do you
think?
Smurfs is a good one. I had that on my list, yeah.
Smurfs is in at number 21.
21?
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty high. Okay. All right. Nice. I'm going to go with what I had first, Flintstones.
Okay, the Flintstones.
That was my first reaction.
All right, let's see. Here is number one.
Are you
what?
Kidding?
Woo-hoo!
What?
Boom.
That is where being old pays off. This is rigged.
Well, it doesn't get much higher than that. It's kind of ruins the list now, I guess.
Oh, my bad.
Shaylee, what about you? Do you know any cartoons at all?
Yeah.
What do you have on your list?
Well, I was going to go Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. That was a solid one. That's pretty good. And that actually is number, 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also was thinking Jetsons.
Oh, boy, that's a really good one.
And then I had a random thought of Muppet Babies, but that was...
Me too!
I loved the Muppet Babies.
I said The Simpsons.
And I think they're coming back.
Jennifer on the phone, do you have another good one?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Scooby-Doo was number two.
Oh.
You would have, had you not bust out the Flintstones.
Way to go. Give her something.
Oh, yeah, no, we're going to hook you up with the prize. Absolutely. Because Jin can't win, so.
I didn't even think about Scooby-Doo.
Here's the top 10. Pinky and the Brain at number 10.
Okay.
The Animaniacs.
That was a good one.
The Simpsons.
I said that. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes. Popeye the Sailor.
That's not how
Don't
he
ever
sounds
do
at
that
all.
Again.
The DuckTales.
Woo.
Oh, I love
The Pink
them.
Panther.
Oh, yeah.
Pink Panther, Scooby-Doo, and then the Flintstones in at number one there. So.
Now, when you said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all I can hear is Vanilla Ice going, go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
But, you know, the other, I mean, like, the top 20 had great stuff. It had Pokemon, SpongeBob SquarePants, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Spider-Man, Tiny Toons, Darkwing Duck, the Smurfs in there, 21, Futurama, Family Guy was down to, like, 32.
When did we hit that era where people stopped getting up early on Saturday morning with their cereal and watching cartoons? Because my kids it doesn't work that way now.
No.
Because you have the on-demand and the Netflix, and so you don't have
I think
that,
that's when it started.
That There's Saturday no morning thing.
Well, channels that show cartoons 24 hours a day, so...
It
Why
ended,
wake up early?
I remember when Saved by the Bell was on at 10 o'clock Saturday mornings, and I would always watch Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, hang on for one second. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for playing. Thanks, Jen, for ruining it right in the first guess.
I can't help it if I'm that good. I'm sorry. That's usually not the case.
You know, it's good, though, because typically in these before, she's failed to get on the board until, like, round three.
That's true.
So
give me one.
Do give me props.
Let me have a Friday
win. I'll take Thursdays. You can take Fridays.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So we had Colin Kane come by.
Mm-hmm.
There's 52 seconds of Colin that I can play.
He was seriously in here for 25 minutes. I'm not kidding. He came into the studio. We recorded 25 minutes with Colin Kane. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was so...
I kind of feel ashamed even putting it out as a podcast, honestly.
Butts are funny.
Well, it was a little beyond that.
Really can only play 52 seconds of what was
said.
But he's
so attractive.
I mean, it's great. If you're going to see stand-up comedy, he's hilarious. But this show is a little cleaner than his material.
Okay. All right. Should we listen to the 52 seconds we can play?
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Come hang, man. Bring some friends. You got a wife?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Where is she right now?
She'll love it.
She works here. She's down the hall.
She works in the hall?
Probably taking the kid to school right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. All right. How many kids you got?
Just one. 6-year-old.
Wow. Okay. Yep. There you go.
Little girl.
Probably shouldn't bring her.
Probably not.
Probably best to leave. No, but she's probably dirtier than I am.
Were you in the delivery room when the baby was born?
I was, yeah.
Wow. I don't have any kids, but if I did, I wouldn't be in the delivery room because I don't want the kid thinking I'm going to be in his life. So that's just how I feel.
Cut it off early. That seems right.
Did you have like a reveal party with cake or balloons?
No, we did not do that. No.
You ever seen those, Craig?
Yeah. Our cousin does that a lot.
Yeah, it seems like
every one of our three kids.
Blue for boys and pink for girls.
If I ever have a wife and kids, I'm going to do a reveal party. When they pop the balloon, divorce papers are going to pop out. Beat it. Get out. Don't touch the turkey slices. Everyone get out.
And there you go.
That's it. That was all. The other 24 minutes unairable on this particular morning show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm really not sure what happened over the last hour of the show here.
Shaylee, I do want to bring this up. Do you remember on Monday's Dancing with the Stars when Ryan Lochte got kicked off?
No.
You had him in the Dancing with the Stars show draft?
No, I didn't.
The punishment for said draft is to recreate the dance that got them kicked off the show. Colin Kane said he did not want to do the dance.
Which was really hurtful, and I'm really sad by this.
I'm sure Craig Glazier would have done it.
I don't want to dance with Craig.
Oh, he was lining up. He was ready.
Right.
So when are we doing this?
Hey, Shaylee, you want to dance?
You've got 1 hour.
Come to the show with me.
I hope you said show. I thought you said shower. Please say show.
Ew.
No, I didn't say show.
I don't want to do any of that.
It would be funnier. Shower.
Ew.
Gross. So let's do this.
You want to tango right now?
I won't even Facebook Live it. You just do this little dance.
Okay.
Well, I can't tango by myself. Hence, two to tango. You see what I did there?
So I have to do this with you? I haven't never seen it.
It's okay. We just have to tango for a second.
Okay.
It's fine. We'll do it the next break.
All right. Give me a moment to practice, and then we will Facebook.
You're going to practice? Okay. Great. Perfect. Awesome.
I feel like it's pointless otherwise.
I will find some tango music as well for you, because that will only be the...
This sounds about right.
Dun, dun.
I feel like we have very limited space in here to dance.
That's okay. All we got to do is
the excuses are flying fast and furious.
Your dance was like 3 seconds.
Oh, whatever.
It didn't even get voted off. Lori Hernandez is going to win this whole thing. I'm taking one for the team. Is this show even still on the air?
I had to stand next to Craig.
I don't even know.
Shaylee does win an award because Craig was unusually close to her this morning.
He was.
Uncomfortably close.
And I kept trying to back up and he kept following me.
Just very, very strong about it, too.
I will never
standing next to her.
Leave her alone in a room with him again.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that happened. Here, to get the Purell.
That already happened once.
Wash yourself down.
You left her in a room with Craig?
Well, we sent her downstairs to get Colin
Kane. Oh, right.
At least Colin was there as a buffer.
He's trying to be.
We did just post our picture with him. That's the only part of the show from this morning that we can actually share with you because it was
pretty
dirty.
So. Just go check him out, Stanford's. And I still have some room on the guest list if you want to go. We'll actually turn it in today.
You need some Purell? 576-7102. No, we kept him over by you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys.
I'm good.
Thanks
now
for
I see my
one.
Part in the show. Now I see.
Yep. You're that girl.
Thanks.
Sorry, Shales.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Did you know it's the fall back weekend?
Yes.
You got to change your clocks this weekend.
That's right. We get an extra hour of sleep. We need that this week.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Fall back. Okay, extra hour.
Right.
I get nervous because it happens Saturday into Sunday.
Right.
And I have to be at Arrowhead at 7. And so I get really nervous on time change weekends. Like, am I going to be there on time?
You'll be there early this weekend. It's all right. That'll be good.
So if I don't change my clock, I'll just show up.
An hour early.
Be an hour. Okay, right.
You'll be okay. I found a new survey, and I don't know if this is good or bad for us, but the South is rising again, and not in a good way. A new Wallet Hub study shows states with the biggest weight problems are still in the South. Anybody guess what the top five are?
Oh, I thought you meant like...
The fattest state.
that like the Confederates and the Union was coming back, like the South is rising up again.
I'm going to guess Louisiana. That is up there. That's number two. Fattest state.
The fattest state.
I'll tell you, Kansas is down at 19, and Missouri's right behind us at 20.
Alabama
is 8. Yeah. Mississippi, fattest state.
Is that right?
Mississippi's number one, then Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, the top five.
Well, the reasons given.
Southern
cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Because biscuits and gravy are delicious.
The data set ranged from percentage of adults and children who are overweight and obese to sugary beverage consumption among adolescents.
And biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I should go to Big
hungry.
Biscuit.
We could get some biscuits and gravy. We're 19th on the list. We'll be fine.
Actually, I know why. Because it's Southern men eat Jimmy Dean sausage.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products.
But I'm a Southern man.
I need my
Jimmy Dean sausage.
He was calling to complain because they kept their meat at the same price, but lowered it from a 16-ounce package to a 12-ounce.
On a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage.
Doesn't matter paying more money.
But you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you got three men that weigh over 200 pounds
apiece. That's the
best part. A woman that's a little plump.
No! Don't ever!
That's so wrong.
Ever refer to your wife as a little plump.
It doesn't matter who you're talking about. You don't refer to a woman as little plump.
Sir, what are you doing?
And a daughter who's 13, and you're going to
And I was waiting for him to say,
I know.
13.
And a little thick.
Tubby 2x4 there. Couldn't get through the door.
How to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that, it ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase
your product.
A couple
dozen eggs. Which, by the way, if you're eating a couple dozen eggs with breakfast, maybe then we know why.
A 12-ounce package.
Anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat.
There you go. See?
Texas.
That's
number,
why.
Number nine on the list.
It's
Texas.
For Southern people to eat. There you go. The best complaint call ever.
Yep. It
ends
is
with
all
maybe the greatest proclamation of all time.
I'm going to eat, damn it.
That's right. And so do I. I'm starving right now.
Thinnest Utah.
Really?
Is the least overweight. And then Colorado.
It's because they ski everywhere.
Yeah. Healthy people.
Let's make generalizations and stereotypes about each state.
They exist for a reason.
Who else is on the skinniest list? Does it go that way?
We'll go backwards. Utah, then Colorado, New Jersey, Massachusetts, some of your skinnier states. And Hawaii. Shaylee, you were just there. Did you experience?
Oh, yeah. I felt really good about myself while I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that
I mean, they live in bikinis. Of course they're in shape. And they walk and run and surf everywhere. So.
Ooh,
I'm moving to Hawaii.
Like to run to Big Biscuit. That's what I would like.
Me too. That's why we're 19.
Stand by. The show continues after this. We'll wrap it up for today. And we'll look forward to next week's show. Jen's already working on some big stuff, including, by the way, I do have to.
And by the way, I will not call our giveaways Christmas presents because we had someone who was offended that we were already giving away Christmas gifts.
Autumn presents.
So we call them November gifts.
I told you that yesterday, yeah.
Yes, we're giving away November
fired up.
Presents.
We'll not listen if you call it Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Go Blue Springs Wildcats.
Okay. Are you just picking teams?
Why is that a question?
No, it wasn't a question. No, it was somebody asked for the megaphone mention on Facebook, my Facebook.
Okay, there you go.
So.
Blue Springs Wildcats, and next week, Green Valley Eagles in the house.
The marching
band
so cool. From Green Valley, they get to perform at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so they're going to come in Tuesday morning here on the show.
Do you think we could be backup for them?
No.
Oh.
That would require talent that we do not have.
Soar, Eagles, soar.
That is going to be cool.
I'm so jealous.
Cool. Let's go to New York.
Right.
Road trip?
So there we go. Megaphone mentions all wrapped up. Show's back right after this.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's been keeping an eye on Chicago up there, so they're getting ready for their big victory parade.
You should see the mass of people. I mean, we remember this from last year. We just had this in Kansas City.
I know. I've got friends who live and work up there. They're posting pictures from outside of their workplaces that overlook the park and other areas.
Yeah.
And it is, as we remembered this morning, the sea of humanity.
Remember when people were just parking on I-35 and just leaving their cars there to go to the Royals parade?
It was like the apocalypse. It really was. Oh my gosh. I'm watching ABC7's live video now.
One of my friends.
There is a rush of people.
Yeah. One of my friends posted at like 6 o'clock this morning the train schedule. It already said at capacity. This Metro train at capacity. And that was at 6 this morning.
Yeah.
Everything was full.
Good golly.
We'll watch it from afar. Seems easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Although a little part of you wants to be down there. There's always a... Maybe I've got FOMO too much. Fear of missing out.
Right?
I do. I'm like, I want to be there. You know, you want to be in Chicago for the game. You want to be in Cleveland for Game 7.
Yeah. I just feel like, oh, good for them. Let them enjoy it. We had our moment last year. We'll get it again.
I know some people feel claustrophobic.
Oh, I can't do that. Big crowds freak me out, especially with kids, because I'm scared to death that one of my kids will just all of a sudden disappear into that crowd.
Yeah.
Just get sucked away. Oh, it scares me.
It's the beauty of having one.
There you go.
Just tie him up to a leash. Good to go.
Put her up on your shoulders. You're set.
Well, Chicago's going to have a fun day today, so they've got that to look forward to. We got a good weekend ahead of us here, too. A lot of events happening tonight. You're headed out to Voodoo Lounge this evening for the Boogie Wonderland show. Stop by, say hi.
Well, I'll be out there giving away that big Britney Spears trip.
Comets game is this evening. We sent somebody out there earlier today. Jamie is going to go on us, courtesy of the show, to the Comets game tonight.
Chiefs back home.
Yeah, against the Jaguars on Sunday. And it is fallback day, so you do get an extra hour of tailgating if you please.
A little chilly to start from what I've heard. Like in the 40s if you're going to be out there tailgating early, but then by game time, somewhere in the mid to upper 60s.
Which is going to be awesome. Football weather. All right, next week on the show, man, Green Valley, the Marching Eagles coming by.
For those people that are telling us, save Thanksgiving, we're celebrating the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right.
With Green Valley's marching band, who will be performing there. They're going to come in and hang out with us a little bit on Tuesday, and we are going to be giving away gifts. I will call them November gifts. For everyone
well,
who thinks...
and people do like to point out, they're like, Trudy, you're the Save Thanksgiving guy. You came up with Save Thanksgiving. I still have SaveThanksgiving.com. I ran that campaign for many years. Look, I do agree. Personally, yes, we should save Thanksgiving. Now, this just happens to be our job, and
I guess I don't understand how I'm not enjoying Thanksgiving by also enjoying Christmas. I mean, I love Thanksgiving too. Can I enjoy
right?
some turkey and have them both? But
I think people feel like the
mode?
Music and the decorations. It's
well,
kind of an
no
intrusion.
Thanksgiving song. I can't. There's only one Adam Sandler turkey song.
We'll play it. Dang it!
We're going all turkey all day. It's all Adam Sandler, 24 hours a day until Thanksgiving, and then we'll flip to Christmas. Are you happy? Save that Thanksgiving.
What? No, it's just.
And then
I
Auld
think
Lang Syne.
They feel like
nothing but Auld Lang Syne.
I think they feel like the decorations and stuff. It kind of. They're called Christmas decorations, and they railroad Thanksgiving. I think that's what people feel like.
I disagree.
But no, I see your point that they're not mutually exclusive. You can love Christmas music, and you can love Thanksgiving also.
And I do. And I am going to wear a Christmas shirt maybe
tomorrow.
There's
a good compromise, right? All right. There we go.
Can't we all just get along?
Have a good day, Jen. Have a good day, Kansas City.
Have a good weekend. Go Chiefs.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.